Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Madam Special Rapporteur. I'm George Ngwane, Minority Rights Fellow 2016, member of the Anglophone Bloggers Network, a network that shines lights on the linguistic minority rights of English-speaking Cameroonians who are a minority in Cameroon. Madam Special Rapporteur, you visited Cameroon in 2010 and included in your report the problems of the English-speaking minority. But may I update you on some very disturbing developments in the last few weeks? In the area of education, more than 10,000 students and teachers have taken to the streets since Monday this week, rejecting the French subsystem of education that is imposed on them. The area of our legal system, more than 168 lawyers of English expression have boycotted court since the 10th of September in disapproval of the French civil law over the English common law. In our constitution, English-speaking Cameroonians are arrested and detained for just clamoring for a return to a federal system. The latest was on July 16, 2016, when 15 English-speaking Cameroonians were arrested and are still in detention. While acknowledging government efforts in promoting bilingualism through the creation of bilingual schools and bilingual training centers, we wish to recommend that our country strictly adheres to Article 1 of the Constitution that says that our country is bicultural, bilingual, and bijural. We recommend our government to implement Law Number 98/004 that rightly acknowledges two education systems in Cameroon. And finally, we recommend, and this is very important for us, our government to implement the ruling of the African Court on Human and People's Rights of July 2009, which states in Article 215, and I quote, that the Cameroon government enters into constructive dialogue with English-speaking pressure groups to resolve the constitutional issues as well as grievances which could threaten national unity, end of quote. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.